Sue Schenk joins us from out east. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. Good for a Monday.
It's a Monday.
You know how nothing works right on a Monday? Nothing works on a Monday. It just doesn't work right. But we end up fixing it and moving along.
Yeah, I think Tuesday is a good productive day. That'll be tomorrow.
So you're on break. You get to sleep in here for a couple weeks.
Right. I got to sleep in this morning because I'm talking to you at 8:30 instead of 7:30.
see how nice we were?
Yes, thank you.
So it was a busy week, though, last week. Could you recap that a little bit for us?
Sure. We did a whole bunch of things, and I think last week was a good example of how sometimes when something passes through the Senate, it might come back. Some of those gun laws that we had talked about, we passed them, sent them to the House, and then they sent them back with some changes, not major changes, but even if a word is different, you still have to vote again. So we passed safe storage and background checks out, and then the extreme risk protection order is still at the House, and it'll be taken up after break. So we talked a lot about those last time, and they're basically the same. Making sure that, you know, people who really are at risk of violence don't have access to guns, but that people who want to use their gun for self-protection or take their kid hunting or to go hunting by themselves or target shooting, those things, those uses won't be affected. We did some other things as well. We passed a bill that explicitly allows children with guardianship orders from tribal courts or out-of-state courts to be eligible for guardianship assistance program. And that bill is to fix a problem with the guardianship assistance program, that has a stipend for adults who will take on the guardianship of a child who needs it. If it had been decided through the tribal courts or an out-of-state court, the adults were not eligible to receive assistance in caring for the children. So it's a disincentive for people to take on those guardianships.
Mm-hmm.
And raising a child is expensive. So this should be helpful.
It sure is.
And then this is a little different tack. We eliminated the sunset on restaurants selling alcoholic drinks to go or for delivery. That was something that started during the pandemic. And it was set to sunset. People really appreciate it, and so it's going to continue.
Okay. You know, one of the big issues, I haven't heard much about it lately, back when COVID started, was this daycare child care issue. Mm. Is that being addressed by anybody in Lansing?
So there's in a couple different ways. There's a program called TriShare. It's for larger employers. Washtenaw County started doing it while I was chair. The state will pay a third, the employer will pay a third, and then the employees pay a third of the child care costs. And that helps make child care more affordable and helps, so it's helping the family, but then it's also making sure that there's enough money flowing through the system. There is another aspect, which is that people who want to go back to school to learn what they need to learn to run a daycare are able to get tuition assistance. And I think there might be some more in the pipe, but I would have to look and see what else is happening. You know, we've talked about it a lot, and it's very much on people's minds that people need access to child care so that they can go to work, because obviously taking care of your kids is one of the most important things you do in your life.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, and the other thing that is, it's not child care, but it will fit into that mix, is that in the budget, Gretchen Whitmer has proposed, and I believe it will stay in there, for universal preschool for every child in our state who is 4 years old. right now that's not something that's available in every community and for every child, mm-hmm. but it will be.
How would that be accomplished?
I don't know what the budget number is for that right now, but there's money that is proposed in the budget, and so as long as it stays in the budget, that'll be worked out, and I think it will be a mix of public and private providers, because I don't think there are enough public providers right now, but I'm not in charge of making that come to life, so I'm not sure of all the details.
Yeah. Now, I
definitely support it.
Now, where is this? Is this TRICARE available in Jackson County?
I believe it's available anywhere in the state, and it's a program that the employer needs to apply for. And what I can do is get more information about the specifics and be ready to talk about it the next time we chat.
Okay. So are you going on vacation or what?
Yeah, kind of. We have a place up north in Leelanau, and we're going to go spend a few days there. My daughter is still in high school, and my nephew is visiting from out of state, and so we're spending a lot of time with them. And out of the 2 weeks, I'll mostly be around here, but trying to do some things that we let go around the house, get outside as much as I can, do some laundry.
Oh, got to get that laundry done. Yeah.
It builds up.
It does, fast.
And this is a good point to say my husband is amazing at keeping our household going, because I tend to work 10 or 12-hour days, and without him, things would fall apart, but he's been an amazing support.
I do all the laundry, too.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to teamwork, right? Teamwork makes it happen.
That'll get my wife's ire if she's listening here today. Well, have fun.
Definitely does almost all of it. Sorry, go ahead.
We'll give you next week off then.
All right. Hopefully, I'll have been to another state park. I chaired the Natural Resources and Agriculture Committee, and so the state parks are within the purview of that committee, and so I feel like that's mixing work and pleasure very nicely to go to a state park and spend some time there, which is something that I did yesterday, so hoping to get into another one.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, then.
All right, thank you. Hope
Thanks,
you have
Sue.
A great 2 weeks.
Take care.
Thanks.